Welcome back to the Backfeed, the show after the show, where these idiots get to sit around at a virtual computer and ask me their questions that I may or may not have a response to. Today, I am joined by everybody's favorite, Demezio.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
And it's just us today, Sam.
Yeah. It's all right.
I think the last time this happened, we had a big channel update. I don't think we have one of those now.
No, we do not.
Good. I like it. No news is good news. We're just going to be talking about the events that happened in episode 30. Or, I'm sorry, 31. Math, 31. So, you guys, what did you guys do? That was post-Shambling Mound after the Etter Caps. You guys traveled. You pushed forward through exhaustion to get back to the Satyr's territory and discovered this crazy ass motherfucking grove that they have hiding under a hill, like a little Hobbitshire, except for satyrs.
Yeah, you we had the drinking contest.
You had a drinking contest. You ran into a werewolf by the name of I forget. I'm confusing the two. Phone, open the notes faster, please. Thank you. Oh my god. Where is it? Where's his name?
I'm trying to remember it too.
Started with an H.
Hati.
Yeah. Hati. That's right. Hati. And he told you about his werewolf escapades and why he and how he became injured. I'm pretty sure Bomber tried to flirt with him and then
He's
Bomber
gonna eat him.
Yeah. Then Bomber had his way with a satyr wench for the night. And he may or may not wake up with chlamydia, or the satyr version of chlamydia.
Oh my god, that's great.
After that, you traveled with Hati and one of George's old friends by the name of Pomus.
I was going to say Thomas.
And ventured out further into the forest, stumbling upon a tree folk, or like a treant area, and you were met by their elder guardian, who gave you a surprising twist about Hymenseer.
He was terrifying.
Which one, Hymenseer or the treant?
The treant. We haven't met Hymenseer yet, have we?
You have not.
Okay, I was going to say, did I miss something?
No. And then after that, you ran into the dragons, which I thought
were also terrifying,
which I thought was funny. I was sure that somebody was going to pick up on it sooner or later.
I am so glad that I did, because if I didn't have their names written down, I definitely would have been more of an ass.
I really, really, really tried to give the hint of, because Geo was being honest and upfront, and the dragon knew that and looked to him and said, I like you, and then looked to you and said, I don't like you because you're not telling the full truth.
Yeah, but I also don't care who likes me or not.
I was just saying because of the word truth.
Right. No, like, exactly. So like that's why I'm glad I found out that they were a dragon, because if it was just a regular person, I'd have been like, fuck you. I don't care. I'm not going to tell you the truth. I don't care who you are.
Yeah. No, I get it. I 150% get it.
Yeah.
Oh, something else I forgot. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Sam.
No, that's okay. I was just going to say, and it's funny because Kyle and Gio are both like, oh, let's see the dragon in its dragon form. This is going to be great. And I'm like, yeah, I felt the same way too the first time I saw a dragon. And then I died. So don't wish for things that you don't really want the answers to.
I know. Something else I forgot, and I know you were out of the room when I said it. I think you went upstairs to help Amber with something, but the treant gave you guys a boon. I don't remember.
Oh yeah, the bark skin, right?
Yeah, essentially bark skin.
That's Kyle told me when I came back.
If
you get
that's
plus
not
one
a,
to AC.
Yeah, if that's not a forewarning to how bad I'm expecting things to get.
I know, that's exactly what I was thinking too when he said that. I was like, awesome. No, it's not. That's terrifying. I was like, oh. Fuck, that's bad.
I know. And
Kyle was all pumped up. He's like, yeah, plus one AC. I'm like, yeah, there's a reason why he's giving it to us.
Yep.
Andy's not doing it out of the kindness of his heart because he wants us to be more badass.
Yep. I'm doing it to make sure that you guys have a better chance at survival. Because next session, I think I said it. I don't know if it was on air or off air, but I said plan on it being an entire combat session.
That's funny.
And
yeah, that'll be good.
Oh yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. I know this next week is going to be chock full of session planning for me because not only do I have to plan the combat, I have to plan what happens afterwards. And of course, I spent like the last week looking around my house for the grid paper that I use for like big encounters like this. And only for me to come to the realization that it was that all my grid papers were destroyed in the great Andy flood of 2022.
Oh no.
I'm now waiting on it to come in the mail.
sucks.
Yeah. So it's going to
be
a lot
here
of fun.
In time?
Yeah, it will. It was supposed to be here today, but it got pushed back until tomorrow. Mm. I paid for express shipping. Thank you, Amazon.
And oh, jeez.
Yeah.
That's terrifying that you've paid express shipping for this encounter. That's how important it is.
Well, I want to do like a true battle map because like I do ones, but they're all off the top of my head. Like,
yeah.
But lately, like it's like this entire dungeon has just been completely random.
The last one was the kaiju.
Yeah. The
whatever the hell it was.
The only thing I can think of to call it was the Crassus. Resident Evil wannabe. Because Logan had made the joke. What is this? Some Resident Evil boss shit?
Yeah.
And he's not wrong. But so now I just think of it as the Resident Evil wannabe boss fight. But yes, it was Crassus. So now that we have all that out of the way, after 7 minutes of recap, I know you probably have some questions. So go ahead and fire away.
Did you expect the dragon's encounter to go smoothly, or is like how it did, or did you expect us to fuck it up and then have the fight?
I kind of was expecting it to go smoothly because I gave you
a heads up
and some signs.
Were
you
scared that it was going to go bad? Potentially.
Potentially, I wasn't sure how Kyle was going to react and if he had acted aggressive. Luckily, Twig kind of like hid behind him and gave him like a heads up.
Yeah, I felt like Zor total fanboyed.
Oh my god, I know. I know. And I don't know. I actually fucked up with that encounter a little bit. I don't know why.
Did you?
Well, yeah, because an emerald dragon and a gem dragons are not actually made of like gems like I described. I don't know for whatever reason I said that, but they are in my world now. They're made out of gems. I don't know why, but it adds to their coolness factor. So
what are they normally like?
It's just an offshoot of color, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Like it's like the color emerald versus the color green kind of thing. It's a mix between the two.
So, what about... sorry. Can you tell me... sorry. Can you tell me about their alignment at all, or is that going to give away too much?
I would have to pull it up out of Fizmen, so just give me 1 second to find it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I do with my Fizmens. Well, I'm going to put my headset down and I'll be right back.
Okay.
I have arrived with my water-soaked Fizbins.
The great Andy flood of 2022.
Yeah, right.
Only three still books remain.
I know. Don't remind me. Okay, so are gem dragons in their own thing, or are they a Draco Hydra is in this book? Oh Jesus! I should not have bought this book.
Agreed.
There's also a horde mimic and a ghost dragon, and a elder brain dragon. 190.
Oh, jeez. All equally terrifying.
Oh, yeah. And there's even worse in here that I just haven't mentioned. There it is. They are lawful neutral.
Hmm.
So, sticking with the lawful path, but they are truly the middle ground between the chaotic, or between the chaotic colored and the
good brass, or what, good metallic.
Yes.
So that makes sense, because they really didn't seem to care too much about what's going on in the world, and more or less were just looking for knowledge, which kind of sounds neutral in its own right.
Well, they were looking to further their own goal. So
right,
whatever that goal may have been, that they so bluntly avoided by saying, "Yeah, you're too stupid to understand."
Yeah.
So.
So now, oh, what was I gonna say? Are they adult dragons, or are they like elder dragons? Like, how scary is scary?
These two are adult. They are not elder, they're adult.
And elders, it goes like young elder, or young adult, then elder, right? As far as badness.
It goes like wormling, young, then I think young adult, and then adult, and then elder.
Hmm.
Or something like that. But yeah, but even still, just because they are not technically considered an elder dragon doesn't really mean a whole lot, other than stats-wise, because they're still both very, very old, which means their power is higher.
Yeah.
Just because they have lived for so long. Fusen and Simoril, that's their names. So I was like, what the hell? I can't remember these names off off the top of my head. I have to write them down. Any other questions you have brewing inside your noggin?
Let's see. So this is going to be the upcoming up is like 100% going to be a fight, like the big fight, right?
Yeah, I rushed through the last part of the dungeon to make sure
to push us there
because it was.
Are you nervous? It's going to be a. Are you nervous? It's going to be a TPK.
That is a very strong possibility. I think I gave you enough outs in the fight to
turn and run if need be.
Turn and run is definitely an option, but I think I gave you enough outs to at least survive. Like, those dragons are going to probably come in handy at some point.
Yeah. I would not like when to they think. When they say don't do too early, don't do too late, as far as calling them, does that mean too? I'm guessing that something is going to trigger in the fight. So as long as if we called before this, whatever this triggering event is, they're going to get mad because it's too early. And if we call after she's dead, then it's going to be too late.
I think what they meant was, obviously, if it's too late, too late is too late. The fight's over. Like, I feel like that one is pretty clear cut. Yeah. But they don't want to be bothered before the fight or in the early stages of it. Like, it's pretty much they only are willing to help if it's absolutely necessary, kind of a thing. Like, they don't want you to waste the whistle or the dragon shout, I guess, because it's a one-time use.
Mm-hmm. You know, the hard part is going to be is if Geo goes down.
I know.
Or dies.
I know. That's why I gave it to him.
The squishy one.
I am very excited for this next session. I don't know how it's going to go.
So we'll have 6 months of downtime afterwards, too?
That was actually something I was going to bring up, too. Yeah, you'll have 6 months of downtime after this session. Have you put any thought into what you're going to be doing?
I think going look at those guilds.
Okay.
We're going to have the guild test go up or come up.
I know there's definitely one thing I'm going to have happen.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say, there's definitely one thing I'm gonna have happen, and I know Kyle mentioned talking to you a little bit about some training or some shit.
And then he, or I'm gonna want to figure out what the hell's going on with my father. So I'll probably go back to Nico.
Okay.
At some point and figure out what's going on with that. I have his ring still that I have to give back to him. And probably try and track down my daughter.
I figured that one was going to be number one on your list or something. Yeah. Somewhere on the list, at least, trying to track down your daughter.
Now, are these 6 months, are we all going to stay together? Or are we going to break and then reconvene?
Ideally, I would like you guys to stay together. But if you want to go, like, off on your own for, like, a week, like, that's fine.
Okay.
But I'm, like, if you want to go travel the world in 6 months, I'm going to say absolutely not. Yeah, it'll maybe stick to at least, like, a week's worth of travel away from everybody. I could get behind that, but if you're talking about a full exodus, like, how am I supposed to fucking bring you back? You know what I mean?
That's what I was, that's what my thought was, is, like, how tough is it going to be, you know, to do that, so.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to have such a hard time, I already know, with my daughter and everybody else and what's to come with everything.
Oh, I know, and you know, because we figured out what I was alluding to happened with her, and it just sucks that Demezio doesn't know yet.
I know. I feel so bad for him, for me, for him. Dude, you don't know what's going on.
But yeah,
I don't know. It's tough. And I don't know. I know I'm going to have a big decision to make here at some point, so I don't know what to do.
What decision are you referring to?
The family and the route, whether I continue down that path or... Well, I guess actually probably not, because the party that I'm with now is much different than the party I was with before. So I don't think any of them would care if I was part of the mob.
You never know. I mean, it's all about a matter of perspective, too. So, like, your mafia is not technically bad, but it's also not technically good.
Right.
So it kind of is just a matter of perspective and how you see things. And it's all about challenging. Like, in Julian's journal, chapter 3, I think it was, where he kind of went, like, off the deep end and Don Paduano saved him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was to show, like, the mafia that people normally build up to, this is different. Like, it's a true, like, family helmed by a good person who cares about people, at least on some outward expression, he cares about people.
Right.
You're not really too sure his true intentions yet, because we haven't met him yet, but who knows if we even will. But Don Paduano is out there.
Okay. Yeah, I know it's a little tough to... I feel like before, I was having to... I had a choice that was incoming as far as, like, family or party, but now... Being that our party is so different, I feel like a lot of them are more accepting as far as evil bad, not evil bad, evil bad, but like walking the fine line.
At least for right now. Well, I think generally they're like that, but
yes,
who knows how they're going to be when they find out that once they realize the thing that I know, that you know, that I know, that nobody else knows. That people may have picked up on. Who knows how their reaction's going to change, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which is why I did it. Because I still needed some kind of internal conflict for Demezio.
I can't have him not suffer.
I know. Just like, and it creates inner strife and inner turmoil for Kyle, too. Like,
yeah.
And Gio on a different front, because... Well, different front. Excuse me.
I feel like there was something else I was going to ask about the dragons, but I don't remember. Was pretty surprised that the treant popped up. I thought that it was going to be Hymenseer, like, shaking the forest. And then when it wasn't, I was like, oh, shit, we got a big fight.
Well, I was tempted. Like, it was certainly possible to have it be a fight, but you guys played it and said certain words that basically made it so he was not hostile towards you in the immediate sense, because he is like a guardian of the forest and he wants to see it do well, and he knows that he can't stop Hymenseer, so he's just going to send you on your merry way and hope to God you actually do something with it. Who knows if you'll succeed.
Hottie is super freaking cool.
Yes, Hottie is amazing. He's really cool.
We should post a picture of him in the Discord.
Oh yeah, we should.
The picture that you have of him that you shared to me, is that from a book? Like, is he a named character in a book, or is that like just a generic monster of a certain badass?
That's from the Monster Manual Expanded book that I have from DM's Guild. So it's like a third party homebrew thing. I think essentially it's like a pack alpha.
Werewolf pack alpha.
Yeah. And when Kyle was saying like, I want to fight this thing, I'm like, bro, what? Like, it's CR rating. It's a little scary.
Yeah.
It's like, double. Dude,
take a step back and realize what you're saying.
I know. His CR is double your current level.
Really?
And
oh
then
my God.
Yeah. So it would have been like hell in a handbasket for Kyle to fucking fight him. Which is why I fully like Dragon Ball Z shoved him to try and get the point across. Like, you do not want to fight this fool. Like,
I want to
die.
I want to be like, I can't wait till we have a fight with Hottie and Kyle sees like the damage that he puts out and the crazy shit he can do.
Yeah, it's going to be, I am looking forward to this fight, but I'm also not, because it's going to be like a super in-depth fight with me having to roll a lot of dice, and I don't like doing that. I'd rather have
you
guys roll more dice.
And Hottie, right?
Twig, Hottie, Pomus.
Oh, yeah.
The dragons, if they show up, I am also Hymenseer. I will be Talasha. I will be every other character under the sun that...
That's funny.
You know, it's just... it is going to be very bad. Hopefully you survive.
Hopefully. And if not, we come back as another party and do it all over again.
Well, you have a hint as far as like how to stop what's going on with Hymenseer, like being under Talash's control. The treant told you. Well, yeah. I don't think you were there. The treant said that stopping Talash is the way to stop
break the
this.
Spell.
Yeah. So, when you kill Talasha, the problem of Hymenseer is solved. But the problem is killing Talasha.
Yeah.
Because that's just fucking scary. And then after that, we'll start that 6-month healing process for you guys.
So I have more of a logistical question for you. As far as since nobody else is here, I can discuss it with you and anyone listening. with this next level that we took, or this most recent level that we just got, because we leveled up this last game here.
Yeah.
I originally was thinking of taking a level of rogue.
Okay.
Because then I would get access to sneak attack and assassination. And comboing that with Divine Smite on a critical hit would be insane.
Mm-hmm.
But Also, if we're going to be taking this all the way to level 20, then I don't want to miss out on that high-end level 20 shit that we paladins would get, whatever it is. I don't even remember. I wanted to ask kind of your thoughts if you think that it'd be worth it or not, because I know the rogue would make sense for my character too, but as far as like if you, for purely stats wise instead of story wise.
You are a paladin at Oath of Conquest, right?
Yeah.
So, you'd be missing out on. Oh, well, hold on. From your subclass, you'd miss out at 15th level. I don't. How many levels are you planning on going into, or the
I don't
rogue?
know. That's the thing.
Okay, so let's just assume you're gonna go three, because I can't imagine going more than that, because that would be two levels of essentially not getting much of anything.
Right.
So let's say you're gonna only choose three. So that gives you your subclass, that gives you the assassinate, and that gives you the sneak attack. With that said, you'll be missing out on level 20, which is you gain the ability to harness extraordinary martial prowess. As an action, you can magically become an avatar of conquest, gaining the following benefits for 1 minute: resistance to all damage. When you take the attack action on your turn, you make one additional attack as part of your action. Your melee weapon attacks score a critical hit on a roll of 19 or 20 on the d20, and you can once you use this feature, you can't do it again until you finish a long rest. So basically, you get a super amped up rage.
Yeah.
And I don't know what else does a paladin get at those higher levels? You're gonna be missing out on one extra fifth level spell slot. And you'll be missing out on
18th level, the
aura
aura of
beam.
improvements.
Yeah. So
That's
it
that really that's really
increases your
helpful.
stuff. I don't know. I feel like Rogue is I feel like he kind of did it backwards. So like Paladin is something super strong to just dip into for a multi-class because you get so much
Yeah.
for very little investment. But with the Rogue, you're more amped to stay in it longer because your sneak attack damage continues to increase. So at third level with sneak attack, you're only gaining an extra 2d6, which could be very it could improve your damage by quite a bit. Actually, if you stick with it until fifth level, you get uncanny dodge,
Oh, that's nice.
which
And my sneak attack goes to 3d6.
yeah, so maybe getting up to level 5 with Rogue and then continuing with Paladin would be worth it. I don't know. It's kind of a toss-up on what you would prefer, because I think there's an argument to be made for both. And as much as I hate Uncanny Dodge, it is a really good ability for someone who is a very big tank.
Oh yeah, I didn't even think about that because a rogue normally isn't going to be a tank, but if I'm a tank and I have rogue stuff.
When an attacker that you can see hits you with an attack, you can use your reaction to halve the attack's damage against you.
Yeah, that's
So it's
helpful.
just every reaction, you can do it. There's no limit on it.
Right.
And it's not even. It's just an attack, period. But you do have to see them, so there's at least that.
Yeah.
I mean, that would definitely make you a hell of a lot more of a tank, but
And I get expertise too.
at sixth level, yeah.
At first level.
Oh, and then you get another one at sixth level. I see.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it would be interesting. I think you could pull it off very well. I think it would work very well. I think it would just be. I think it would fit to DiMezzo's character too, because of the mafioso background. I mean, it's. I don't want to tell you yay or nay.
Yeah.
I think it would work out great.
Okay.
But the only thing I'm going to say is that after Hymen Seer, I don't know if you'll level up from the amount of XP from Hyman Seer, because I'd still have to work it all out and figure it out.
Yeah, because that'd be a lot, because we just leveled up.
Yeah, it would be a lot. So I don't know if you're going to level up from that. But regardless of if you do or don't, you'll level up when you come back from the six-month time break, too.
Oh, okay. So I'll have two levels, basically, to dip and into.
I think, well, here's kind of my thing. I think narratively it would make more sense for you to continue your Oath of Paladin, especially after, like, all of this new stuff with having Mogus becoming, like, more intervening with you during combat. And I think narratively it would work out better during the 6 months to go back and retrain your skills in a rogue and to take level in rogue while you're on that 6 month hiatus.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? The only thing is, narratively,
I stuck with Paladin one extra level only, like, from like this last one we just got, because I wanted the thing that gives the bonuses of my charisma to their saving throws.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I would have stopped after fifth to get, you know, cause to getting extra attack. So now if I dip in, we're at six. So if I dip into seventh level, I just get a Sacred Oath feature, which is, what is that going to be?
Scornful Rebuke.
I looked at it, and I don't.
Aura Conquest. Seventh level, you constantly emit a menacing aura. While you're not incapacitated, the aura extends 10 feet from you in every direction, but not through total cover. If a creature is frightened of you, its speed is reduced to zero while in the aura, and the creature takes psychic damage equal to half your paladin level if it starts its turn there.
So now the hard part, the nice thing is you can combo that with my channel divinity. Bad thing is if they're not frightened, that does absolutely nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, you have to frighten them before that even triggers.
Well, what do you get as far as a rogue first level again? Table. You get expertise, sneak attack, and thieves can't. It's just that sneak attack that, like, I mean, I guess I could work it up as it being like a divine intervention for the time being.
Yeah.
Narratively speaking. It could work. I mean, whatever you want to do, I would just say, like, we can't go heavy into the rogue stuff until, like, narratively you have time to train as a rogue. That's the only downside with multiclassing into a martial class that doesn't gain its powers from some kind of deity. You have to work on it. So I would assume, like, after, you know, after this, well, you could probably take the first level in rogue if you really wanted to right now, or if you decide to take another one in paladin, you could do that too.
Yeah.
And just kind of figure it out from there. So just let me know what you do and I'll work with it. But I'm just going to say your sneak attack until that 6 month time break. So if you choose to go rogue before Hyman Seer, or before the Battle of Hyman Seer, I will say that it's more Mogus guiding your strikes to hit and deal more vital damage versus mm-hmm. you being more skillful with it.
Yeah, no, that's fine with me.
Okay.
You think that'll work good?
All right. Fantastic. Now we talk about strats.
Yeah.
I actually gotta reach out to everybody and make sure that they know what they want to do after that, or during the 6 months of downtime, because that's a whole other thing. But I'll deal with that. Deal with it another day.
I don't know if they're gonna even realize what you're looking for.
Well, I told them. And I mean, yeah, you're probably right. They probably don't know, but gotta love working with new players, right, Sam?
Yeah. Blessing and a curse.
Exactly. But, all right, if you don't have anything else going on in that noodle of yours, I think that's a good time to end it. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm good too.
All right, fantastic. Well, thank you everybody for sticking around. Hopefully you enjoyed some of the questions that Sam had, some of my rebuttals, and the lovely conversation about strategy. But if you have any input on what Sam should do, feel free and go to our Discord chat, which is in our link tree, which you can find on the posting of this episode, right, Sam?
Yep.
Sure. Yes. And if you can't, you go to the link. It's somewhere there, I swear. But with that said, everybody, thank you very much. Have a fantastic rest of your day. Later.
See you.